As he spoke thus, pale fear took hold on all. Each peered about to flee from instant death. Only Eurymachus made answer, saying, "If you indeed be Ithacan Odysseus now returned, justly have you described what the Achaeans have been doing. Full many crimes here at the hall, and many in the field. But there, at last, lies he who was the cause of all, Antinous. For it was he who set us on these deeds, not so much needing and desiring marriage, but with this other purpose, which the son of Cronus never granted, that in the settled land of Ithaca he might himself be king, when he should treacherously have slain your son. Now he is justly slain. But spare your people, and we hereafter, making you public recompense for all we drank and ate here in the hall, will pay a fine of 20 oxen each, and give you bronze and gold enough to warm your heart. Till this is done, we cannot blame your wrath." But looking sternly on him, wise Odysseus said, "Eurymachus, if you would give me all your father's goods and all your own and all that you might gather elsewhere, I would not stay my hands from slaying until the suitors paid the price of all their lawless deeds. It lies before you then to fight or flee, if any man will save himself from death and doom. But some here will not flee, I think, from instant death." As he spoke thus, their knees grew feeble, and their very souls. But Eurymachus called out a second time, "Come, friends, the man will not hold back his ruthless hands, but having got possession of a polished bow and quiver, he will shoot from the smooth threshold until he kills us all. Let us then turn to fighting. Draw swords, and hold the tables up against his deadly arrows. Have at him altogether. Perhaps we may dislodge him from the threshold and the door, then reach the town and quickly raise the alarm. So would the fellow soon have shot his last." So saying, he drew his sharp two-edged bronze sword and sprang upon Odysseus with a fearful cry. But on the instant royal Odysseus shot an arrow and hit him in the breast beside the nipple, fixing the swift bolt in his liver. Out of his hand his sword dropped to the ground, and he himself, sprawling across the table, bent and fell, spilling the food and double cup upon the floor. With his brow he beat the pavement in his agony of heart, and with his kicking shook the chair. Upon his eyes gathered the mists of death. Then Amphinomus assaulted glorious Odysseus, and dashing headlong forward, drew his sharp sword, hoping to make Odysseus yield the door. But Telemachus was quick and struck him with his brazen spear upon the back, between the shoulders, and drove the spear point through his chest. He fell with a thud and struck the ground flat with his forehead. Telemachus sprang back and left the long spear sticking in Amphinomus, for he feared if he should draw the long spear out, an Achaean might attack him, rushing on him with his sword, and, as he stooped, might stab him. So off he ran and hastily went back to his dear father, and standing close beside him, he said in winged words, "Now, father, I will fetch a shield and pair of spears, and a brazen helmet also, fitted to your brow, and I will go and arm myself, and give some armor to the swineherd, and to the neatherd too, for to be armed is better." Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Run, bring the arms, while I have arrows to defend me, or they will drive me from the door when I am left alone."